Allahu Akbar. So as we continue with the life of this amazing Sahabi radiallahu anhu, we just discussed his youth when he was a young man, his childhood under Julas radiallahu anhum. There is also amazing incidents about him as he grew. SubhanAllah, Hazrat Umayr bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu, from the Aus tribe. There is a Sahabi by the name of Abu Zayd radiallahu anhu, who mastered the Quran in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some say that was the father, the actual father of Umayr. But Hazrat Anas says that that Abu Zayd is from my family. Now strangely, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is from the Khazraj. And this Hazrat Umayr bin Sa'd is from the Aus. So there is a difference of opinion as to whether that Abu Zayd is actually Sa'd, the father of Umayr radiallahu anhum. Wallahu alam, it seems to be different. But this Umayr radiallahu anhu was so special. When Hazrat Umar was facing challenges from the people of Hims, Hims would have so many complaints, always finding fault in their governors and their rulers and their amirs. Hazrat Umar was determined to look for such an amir who they wouldn't be able to falter. So he analyzed his men, deliberating over who would be suitable in serving and teaching and leading the people of Hims. Hims is a town between Damascus and Halab in Syria. What's interesting about this area is there lies the grave of the great Sahabi Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an. But obviously we're discussing a time prior to the departure of Hazrat Khalid from this world. Hazrat Umayr radiallahu anhu was striving in the path of Allah, liberating lands, conquering, bringing humanity to Islam, establishing masajid. Despite that, Hazrat Umar summoned him and then appointed him the governorship, the governorate of Hims. He abided, he obeyed, but it was not what he was wanting to do. He preferred striving for Allah, taking deen to humanity. When he reached Hims, he called the people to the masjid. After salah, he presented the khutbah, praising Allah, glorifying Him, sending salutations upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then his words are quite interesting. O humanity, O people, Islam is a fortified fortress. Innal Islam hisnun mani'a, with a powerful, solid door. And the fortification of Islam is justice. And the door of Islam is truth. When the fortress is attacked and the door is crushed, then the sanctuary of this deen and the sanctity of this deen would be violated, meaning the importance of justice. And Islam will remain strong as long as there is justice. And justice is not just striking. The strength of the sultan, the amir, is not striking and torturing people with brutality, but it is judging with justice and seeking and seizing the rights, fulfilling the rights of people. And this is what deen teaches us. Fulfill the rights of people. He spent a year there teaching, striving, judging the community, helping, uplifting, serving the community. He didn't in that interim write any letter to Hazrat Umar giving him the report. And Hazrat Umar's system was his amirs and governors must constantly report to him. And he also didn't send anything for the Baytul Mal. So doubts started creeping into the heart of Hazrat Umar concerning his friend, the governor, the Amir, Hazrat Umayr radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar worried about his men, that they should not be affected by the dunya. This was his love for him, his concern for his satis, even though the Sahaba are the best of the best. But Hazrat Umar had this worry and concern for them, radiallahu anhu, even though they are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and every one of them are stars. But this was the level of the caution of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar writes to him, when my letter comes to you, leave Hims and come to me. And also bring what you can collect for the Baytul Mal as a service to the Ummah. Hazrat Umayr received the letter and he took his simple sack. We had some provision, a little sack where he could keep his bowl, a container for wudu. He took his staff, leaving Hims and its governorate behind him, rushing, hastening his pace towards Medina Munawwara. When he was arriving there, his face had turned pale and his body weak. His hair had lengthened and the impact of the journey was apparent all over him. When he comes to Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Umar was astonished. What happened to you? Why is he so ill? He says, nothing, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm well. I'm healthy. He says, and then he says, I have the whole world in my hand. I'm dragging the world by its horns. He says, okay, have you brought anything for the Baytul Mal? Meaning, what do you have of the dunya? He asked him. Concerning the Baytul Mal, have you collected any taxes, zakat, for the Baytul Mal to serve the community? So he misunderstood the meaning of Hazrat Umar's statement, وَمَا مَعَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He said, I have my bag, my sack. I have my provision there. I have my little bowl where I use for wudu, for my meal. And I wash my hair and my clothes. And a little water skin for wudu and to drink water. And everything else in the world is irrelevant. And I don't need, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. Hazrat Umar says, but why did you come walking on foot? He says, no, I have come walking. Didn't you receive any conveyance due to you being the Amir? He says, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, they didn't give me and I wasn't going to ask them. So Hazrat Umar asked, did you bring anything for the Baytul Mal? He said, no, I haven't come with anything. So Hazrat Umar asked him, but why didn't you bring? He says, when I reached there, I gathered the righteous, the pious, the scholars, and we consulted concerning how will we deal with the affairs of people, how would we collect the taxes, the zakat, and the dues, and that's what we would do. And as we would allocate time to that, whatever income came into our possession, which was for the ummah, we would then disseminate it and spread it and grant it to the needy in our community and neighboring areas. Hazrat Umar then instructs his scribe, renew the period of Umayr's leadership over Hims. Umayr said, never. That's not what I want. I'll never be a governor, please, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, for anyone. Neither for you, nor for anyone else. Then he sought his permission to go to one of the outskirt areas around Medina Munawwara, not wanting to be a governor. And an Amir, Hazrat Umar, permitted him. And not long thereafter, Hazrat Umar wanted to analyze the state of his companion, just to verify. So he said to one who he trusts, called Harith, O Harith, go to visit Umayr. Visit the area, analyze the situation in the area where Hazrat Umayr resides. If you find him living in luxury, then you come back, meaning he's okay. If you find a difficult state, give him these dinars, gift it to him. And Hazrat Umar passed to him a purse with 100 gold coins, a bag with 100 gold coins. Harith went to that area where Hazrat Umayr resided. He asked about the whereabouts of Umayr radiallahu anhu. And when he found him, he greeted him, Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullah. Hazrat Umayr responded, Wa alayka assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where are you coming from? Are you a stranger to our area? He said, no, I come from Medina, Munawwara. From Medina. Hazrat Umayr asked, how are the Muslims there? He said, no, he responded, wonderful, everyone is fine. See the care of the Ummah for Medina Munawwara, for Makkah Mukarrama, for the lands of Islam, for Palestine, for Aqsa, for Gaza. Hazrat Umayr asked him, how is Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said, no, he's well, righteous, pious, as always. Umayr asked him, how are the hudud, the commands of Sharia implemented? Is everything continuing there? He says, indeed, Hazrat Umar with justice. His rule and teachings are for everyone, and that's the teachings of Islam. Even if a relative of Hazrat Umar is to perpetrate, he would carry out and implement the hukum of Sharia on his own child, even if need be. Hazrat Umayr then said, O Allah, help Umar radiallahu anhu, because we know his love for you, Allah, is immense. فَإِنِّي لَا أَعْلَمُهُ إِلَّا شَرِيدَ الْحُبِّ لَكَ. Look at Sahaba's love for each other. They make dua for each other, in each other's presence and in their absence. Harith resided 3 days there as a guest by Umayr radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umayr would give him one piece of barley roti daily. On the third day, another man in the masjid said to Harith, please, my friend, you have exhausted, Umair and his family. They only have that little food that they're feeding you, and you've caused an inconvenience to them. Please, come stay by me, but do not stay by them, because they're really inconvenienced. Just then, Harith from the masjid returned to Hazrat Umair's home and gave him the dinars. As he handed it over to Umair, Umair said, "What is this?" Harith says, "No, Amir al-Mu'mineen sent it for you." Umair radiallahu anhu said, "Take it back to him and convey my salams to him. Tell him Umair doesn't need it." His wife from inside called out and said, after hearing the discussion that ensued between Hazrat Umair, which is her husband, and his guest, she said, "Take it, O Umair. If you need it, you spend it. If not, there's so many avenues and needy people in this area. We can serve them." And just then when Harith heard this, he left the bag of dinars there and departed. When he returns to Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Umar welcomes him, hears his report, and asks him, "What did you notice from him?" SubhanAllah.